We are talking about lust, caution, present R. Mark.
Steve.
Jane. Mary, but I didn't see the film.
Do you want to talk about the other one first, then?
It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Sandy.
Rudy.
Mira.
I just thought 2 hours ago.
I was going to go
4 hours ago.
Who's gone?
And how do you feel?
I found it fascinating.
It was awfully long, though.
I don't know. I read a review that made me think that, you know, it was all about the erotic scenes and, you know, the lovemaking scenes were very erotic, I guess. But it wasn't really, well, it was about that, but that was not where I felt the most drawn in. It was more about the, you know, like, well, passions, but the whole theme. I wasn't prepared for it to be really about, which it was, about the Japanese occupation of China and, you know, the resistance and that whole very passionate theme. Anyway, I found it very interesting. Very interesting. And beautifully done. I recognized sort of some of the actors, but they've been in other Chinese films.
Tony Leung and Joan Chen.
Joan Chen, that's who that was.
The wife,
not the young. But the young girl, I have no idea.
Well, she hasn't been.
She's a new girl.
It's her first movie. Film or something.
Mm-hmm. She was wonderful.
I had just read a book about Nanjing, which was one of the major atrocities of World War II that many people don't know about.
Rape of Nanking?
So when Tommy Leung's character kept talking about going there, that had happened before in timeline before this movie happened. So the fact that he was collaborating with the Japanese after they were capable of doing this horrible thing made him to me an exceedingly evil character. And so I kept thinking about the Black Book, you know, about the resistance fighter and all that stuff. I thought the movie was utterly fascinating. I really was glad that they selected such an extraordinarily charismatic actor like Tony Leung to play this role. I mean, he was a torturer, he was a rapist, and she was, you know, her emotions were so torn between her attraction to him and where she was psychologically in terms of and politically and stuff like that. I feel that they really that Ang Lee really did a disservice to himself by having such protracted sex scenes, because that's all anybody talks about in this movie. Like, when I mention it, they all go, oh, you mean the movie with all the, like, X-rated sex? I mean, and the reality is, it's about an exceedingly complex time in history, and I thought it was really well acted with really complicated characters. But I did find myself, like, at the end, I just thought, what is it with these female characters in these war movies? That there's some, like, disgusting man, like a Gestapo head in the Black Book, and here's, like, this collaborator with the Japanese, knowing that they're capable of inflicting atrocities that people in China are still furious about. Like, friends of mine from China are still furious with the Japanese over this. And when she saved him at the end, I was absolutely infuriated with her for doing it.
I was not sure I was even convinced.
You know,
of what?
Well, that she would do that.
Yeah, considering that she would have sacrificed all of her
friends. And in the end, her own life.
Yeah.
I had trouble with their relationship. I couldn't believe she was falling in love with this guy.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense whatsoever for her to fall in love with him. It just was bizarre to me.
Sex was hot, though, wasn't it? No,
maybe that's why he put that sex woman there trying to convince you maybe she just fell in love with the sex and not him.
That's the point.
Well, that's what the reviews are saying. That here, this woman is, you know, enthralled by the intensity of the sex, and therefore it takes over her emotions. And I can't see her saving this man's life just because of that. You have to love in order to do that.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't
see. The ring didn't do it.
You know, lust is not love. You know, and it doesn't lead to love.
But so what's it all about? There was a.
It has to do with the mahjong.
Oh.
Mahjong. I think it's
lust.
Yeah, I think the game they were playing.
Mahjong. Yeah.
I played mahjong. There's no lust in it. No.
I thought it was.
A lust is one of the symbols.
Here, there's a mahjong set right here.
I was gonna buy the same.
What?
I was gonna buy the same set
in Macau. Anyway. Yeah, I think that's what you're supposed to feel, is that she's so enthralled, she becomes so pulled in by the physical passion that's awakened in her.
Male fantasies.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I'm not 100%.
I know.
That would actually make her. But there was a very important moment, which of course went by too fast because you have to read the subtitles and look at what's going on, where she talks about how I deceive. Who saw it? Did you see?
Yeah.
Do you remember what I'm talking about? She says something about.
I don't know.
What are you saying? When she's giving her little speech to the head guy.
Yeah, she says.
But she's saying, I'm in love with him, though, pretty much.
But she's saying, I'm a good actor. I can convince him, but then he can convince me, and the next thing you know, I'm convinced, and he's. Who's in love with whom? I mean, it was so confusing, I couldn't follow it exactly.
Yeah.
If I'd had a little more time to absorb it. But I think that was a very. If anybody remembers it, it's a very crucial. Moment. What was it?
It's
like saying, okay, we're both convinced, and then?
And then what? She said, and then what?
She said something about, he's a snake that crawled into my heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, the subtitles went quick sometimes.
They were very quickly in this movie.
When she saved him, I'm sorry, where was everybody else that was after them, that was waiting for him? They all just disappeared all of a sudden.
They weren't expecting him outside, they were expecting him inside.
Yeah, there were some inside, but don't you think they would have went running after him? That scene was really troubling for me, because all they showed was him running out of that shop and dove into the car and driving away, and you don't see any of the people that were after him.
Yeah.
He wasn't expected to run out.
Yeah, but they would have run after him shooting or something.
Yes.
They would have done something.
But they were just non-existent in the scene, and it was bizarre to me.
I'm sorry.
So say more, you guys.
I thought it was beautiful. I thought the way... I have some problems with Ang Lee, because I think he pays a lot of detail to his scenery and the settings and everything like that, but I don't think he pays enough detail to the story. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of problems with his story in this movie. I thought physically the movie was absolutely stunning. Acting and everything, I thought the movie was really well done, but there was too much of the story to me that just didn't ring true.
Mm-hmm. For example?
Well, he throws characters...
I want to give you one.
Oh, you're going
to
give me an example. Oh, you're agreeing with what I'm saying. Okay.
There's one example. The girl became passionate and gives herself to the cause, but she wasn't interested until she got into that acting group. She wasn't anywhere about that. And she was old enough to have...
I think she got into the acting group because that cute guy was in the acting group.
Well, then that's why she did it. She didn't do it for the cause.
Yeah.
I don't think she was... part of it. She was just playing along and thought, I'll do this, and I like this guy, like somebody said.
But weren't they were all committed after they did that murder, though. That murder kind of made them all...
That murder was similar to the movie, to the murder in Army of Shadows, you know, that strangling of that... Or whoever it was that they caught, how it took so long to kill him, and so how it was just so difficult for them to actually kill him. It just seemed so derivative of that scene.
I never even thought of that. Not for an instant.
But when he came into the scene, I didn't even know who he was. They never really introduced this character before.
No, he was there.
He'd been there before.
Yeah.
He actually introduced...
He was a friend who introduced the actors to the... Tony...
To the big guy.
Somebody's cousin, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
But I agree with you, what you're saying, because when he... When she was raped... I expected her.
Oh, by Tony.
Yeah, I expected her to turn around and punch him out. I mean, you know, it's like instead of like submitting, because I didn't feel she was that committed at that time either. And then for her to be willing, knowing that she was going to have to sleep with this guy who was so brutal to her and hateful, and then also there's the problem I have with women who fall in love with people that rape them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that was? But that was part of what was going on. That it was unbeknownst to her, right?
Yeah.
She had a real masochistic streak, and she, you know, blah blah blah. Yeah.
Well, that's what
all fantasy, but
that's what we were expected to buy.
Right.
And
right.
I did not buy. I thought that this was the worst of Ang Lee's films that I've seen. Mm. And I knew a lot about the Nanking, the Rape of Nanking, and I was looking forward to it being a film that would be about that.
Oh.
And in fact, the article that I gave you about the Kurosawa film, mm-hmm. Is about the Rape of Nanking.
Oh, really? What kind of cell phone was that?
Our youth.
What is it? What are they called?
And then I sat down and I read some reviews, and one review talked about that it didn't have enough details about the politics and the history what was going on, and because the metaphor of lust caution doesn't work if it's only in the sex scenes and you don't deepen. I don't think that he deepened it by bringing in the historical context of lust caution. And I was shocked at her lack of reaction at being raped by him.
Yeah, really,
and
bothered me too.
And so I found things really not believable, like you were talking about.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Jay.
But don't you think her job that she'd been given was to entrap him, essentially.
But
she punched him out or said, "Get away from me," you
I didn't
say stuff.
That she should punch him
I
out.
But you know what I'm saying? We wanted to see that whether she pretended to be turned on, she really wasn't.
But see, this is a problem in the writing, because even if she didn't show her reaction to him. To him, then let's have another scene where she has some doubt about what she's doing and can lie to somebody else.
Well, they did go the scene following where she was very uncomfortable and he came in. But I think that she could have reacted after the rape to not even show any anger. I mean, it was just real, she was just so submissive.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to be as extreme as my desire to like turn on him like that, but she was so utterly submissive to him.
Right. In reality, she would have had some doubt about her mission if she didn't realize that this was what she was going to go through.
All they needed was a close up of her face and, you know, her anguish about the ordeal. That would have done it.
Instead, she
what you're saying, communicate, and satisfied Mira in that she didn't do it without remorse or without
conflict.
Yeah, conflict.
Well, getting back to comparing this with the Black Book, I think this movie lacked a lot of intrigue and urgency, which you found in the Black Book about the same subject matter, and this it just wasn't there in this movie to me.
And you
get to the point you really want to care about some people in this movie, but you really don't. You should. Mm-hmm. At least I didn't.
I didn't either. And
because it's such a serious subject.
And what was the? I didn't understand what the relationship was between Joan Chen and Tony Leung. Mm-hmm. You know, they were married, but they led such separate lives. And what was she? I don't know what the point was with all those women
sitting
just getting together playing mahjong
and shopping.
Yeah.
No, it seems like they were just ignoring all that was going on around them.
Yeah.
Although that could have been brought up more too. You could have had more scenes where people were being put under the thumb of the Japanese, and that was kind of like we didn't see that. And
The women were in a bubble, like the bubble.
But they knew
they were outside of what was happening. And the husband was just a businessman.
But they knew that girl was having an affair.
Well, I love the scenes when they were going to teach her how to have sex. And all the guy did was lay on top of her, and this was this, and it's like, I first thought they were going to do this because they knew she was going to have sex with him, so she'd lose her virginity.
That's
so they were
going
to do it once.
To prove she was married.
Yeah. But meanwhile, he's doing it again, and it didn't make any sense to me. He's not teaching her anything.
Well, he didn't know either.
It was probably
an experience. No, he'd been with whores.
He was the only one of the group that had sex before, and so he was the one who was chosen.
But that's so you can compare her experience with him to her experience with the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was inexperienced too, and she'd only had this, like, fish flopping on her.
But you remember?
I'm sorry, no.
At the very end, where she says to the handsome guy in her group, he kisses her by, well, you should have done that 3 years ago, basically. And what I thought was, if he had, then maybe she never would have done what she did with Tony Leung.
We have a different movie.
Totally different movie.
Well, when she said that, I saw the end of the movie then. Mm-hmm. And there was no doubt how poorly it was going to end, and that he was going to die and she was going to die. And that was, you know, this is the one critical moment, you know, back then, 3 years ago, that was the one critical moment that could have turned this ending into, you know, good ending or not so bad ending. But it was kind of cliche kind of moment in a film where you know, you didn't have to come out and say that. You could have said it in other ways. You didn't have to come out and actually say, well, if you only had done that 3 years ago, we wouldn't be ending up dead 2 weeks from now.
Well, I think, you know, I read a review that also compared it to the Black Book.
Really?
And, and I think not only in terms of the content, but also in terms of the emptiness of... Remember how when we discussed the Black Book, we talked about how it was like this adventure film and that it wasn't really believable and it didn't have any heart, and things were in it that were just for the convenience of Verhoeven, and I felt that way about this too. I was so disappointed, especially since I went to the tribute to Ang Lee at the Mill Valley Film Festival, and he was very interesting when he talked about his work. I mean, for me, the most interesting thing was that he talked about how scared he was at the beginning of every project that he's done has been about a culture or a situation that he's not familiar with, and every time he thinks this will never work, what am I doing, why do I think that I can do this, and somehow it all comes together and
and he's able to do it. But he also talked about his exploration of sexuality, and that he wants to push and explore in his films things that he hasn't explored. Or I don't know if he said it, he hasn't explored in his life, but I assumed that. And so I didn't expect the sadomasochism, which I thought was good, you know, but it was just so disconnected from everything else that.
This is two movies in a row for him to have rape scenes in it, though, where the relationship started with the rape scene.
That was a rape?
Oh, it was a rape scene at the beginning.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Who raped
the first
who?
Time they had sex.
Who raped who?
What?
Heath Ledger character raped the Jake Gyllenhaal character.
Rape?
Oh,
they
yes.
Did rape him?
Yes.
You think would you say raped seduced?
Him? No, I said I think he raped him.
I didn't get that.
Oh,
I didn't get that at all.
And I read the story.
Well,
in the movie, it's portrayed as that to me.
So it sounds like nobody was sold on it. Do we have anybody?
You mean this film?
Yeah.
I read the reviews before seeing this film, and they were really
also,
lukewarm,
right.
And I really didn't want to see it, and I was really pissed off after about the first 30 minutes, and actually after the whole film, that I didn't fight hard enough to convince
film.
People to go for a different film, and I was.
Oh.
Well, we have to see an angle.
I mean, it was like torture visually. The movie was wonderful.
No, but I just felt like it just wasn't a good film. You know, I really wanted to see a good film, and I wasn't going to come to this. I wasn't even going to see Lars and the Real Girl because I was thinking, no, do I want to see two not good films?
Yeah.
And but anyway, I end up seeing Lars because nobody else could come to record the film, and I am glad I did.
Let's not go there. We'll be here.
But I think Ang Lee is one of those directors that we kind of
want
to see.
Unless there's something that really, you know.
Yeah, well, it was the review that really.
Oh, but some critics loved it. Mm-hmm. There are critics who loved it.
I read a big one
blown up in the lobby at the Stonestown.
I thought it was interesting.
From LA Times, I think.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was intriguing. I thought it was thought-provoking. I thought what it was lacking made it thought-provoking. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that the Black Book was trivial, but fun. I mean, it was more fun to watch the Black Book than this movie, but I thought that he was the one about the Jewish resistance fighter who falls in love with the Gestapo guy.
In Holland.
Oh, the woman who paints her hair?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And her friend
gets killed.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. So I thought he was attempting.
I didn't see it.
I thought he was attempting to do more. I didn't think he was successful at it. But I found it thought provoking.
I'm sure he was.
I think if you put both movies together, you would have a film. If you had the film and maybe character development that Black Book did, although I'm not sure about character development, but at least there were characters and there was a interweaving storyline. But this, you know, her friends dropped out and then 20 minutes later they drop in and, you know, the head guy of the resistance drops in and then 30 minutes later drops out. I thought it was lacking in a number
of
ways.
And why was it so?
And I felt like in the ways that it was lacking was in the way the Black Book actually had some stuff to offer.
Mm-hmm. So
I didn't like the Black Book that much either.
Mm-hmm. Let's get ready.
I wasn't aware of the Black Book. I didn't remember what the Black Book was. I thought it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But now I remember it. And I think that is a caricature as opposed to this that tries to be serious.
Yeah.
I think that's a caricature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, I couldn't take that seriously ever. And this I tried. There was some moments and it was beautiful, as you said. And the other one had nothing particularly attractive in anything. But now I see the parallel with the going to the enemy and loving him or something. Mm-hmm.
But it might have been interesting if she had an affair with a really good-looking guy, and then she still had to do this, and then if she fell in love with the guy then it would have been really intense. Mm-hmm. That might have been really an interesting movie. So.
Like, he's much better in the sack than you are.
But you know, I
he's
found
much
the
better
lady,
in the sack than you are.
I have a question. Close to the good guy.
I have a question. Everybody, are you referring to the only the first scene of sadomasochism, or throughout the relationship of?
I didn't think it was too much S&M, except for that first
scene.
It didn't persist. There was an undercurrent
because he's such a lousy, he's such a creepy guy.
You said that the sex was hot, and for her, it was.
Only he said that.
You said that.
I didn't mean it quite facetiously, but I'm just saying that. It was supposedly, according to the reviews, it's what drew her in and tied her heart.
Forget
up.
Forget the reviews.
Sky.
We want your opinion.
I'm saying that's what it was supposed to be.
Right.
Okay. According to the reviews, according to the reviewers, that's what it was supposed to be, and that's what they got out of it. And they on the reviews, I also said that it was S&M thing, and I didn't see S&M.
What?
Oh,
except for
the
first one. Except for the first one.
I saw it after in the succeeding ones too because he was crushing her. There were even when they were in the pretzel, her arm was like in a position that was really hurting.
No,
one
happy and you were happy.
No,
those were good.
I saw no dominance and submission there.
He was happy. I was what?
I saw no dominance and submission in those later scenes.
It was very, didn't see.
I thought there was a progression of tenderness in there.
Yeah.
I thought that was the point of all the sex.
That it went
from his cruelty to her to mutual love and affection and sexual.
But he was always dominant.
Well, he was a dominant personality.
Watch it.
Oh, what?
She was on top a lot.
Oh, it wasn't me. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
I'm singing in your lives.
I'm talking about the bedroom.
I'm talking about the sexuality, too. I don't remember her being on top.
Steve, what are you
doing?
Don't you remember he once, one time has a pillow on his face?
Right.
And she's on top?
Put the pillow there. I thought she was going to reach for the gun.
Don't you remember she looked at the gun?
One thing I want to say, don't you think she had ample opportunity to kill this man?
Yes. That's what I thought.
They showed she was kind of looking at the gun.
And give up those scenes?
The whole point of the movie was trying to kill him, though.
Yeah, that's what the group was trying to do.
After the second sex scene, they could have killed him right there, probably. Probably went to sleep eventually.
But by then she was...
But then she would have been... she would have been killed immediately.
Obsessed with him, like 9.5 weeks?
Steve pointed out one thing, yes. There were probably many times where she could have killed him. And also that end scene where... they go to the jewelry store and she goes somewhere and gets a phone to make a phone call to tell her friends that now's the time, but
which starts the movie and then
right
the end.
But still there was something in that sequence that it could never have happened that way. They could never have known that they were going to go to this jewelry store. They could never have. She didn't tell her friends where they were. And she didn't know that she was going to go to this jewelry store until the Tony guy.
She told them on the phone.
She didn't tell them where they were.
Yes, she did. She said, "I'm in Schlesinger's Cafe." Mm-hmm. I was one of the. She said it twice because
she was in the cafe, not the jewelry store.
Well, she probably had told them that she was going to try to get him to go to the jewelry store.
Yeah, but she didn't know about the jewelry store.
Yes, she did.
She manipulated. She said, "I want to go back and get the ring."
Yes.
She manipulated.
Yeah. She went the first time.
She did.
She didn't know the first time.
But the second time, when they went to get the ring.
I just saw it. I'm going to forget it by tomorrow.
That's why you
Now I know.
I'm going to do that next time.
Because they were going somewhere else, and she said, let's go back and pick
that's
up
right.
the ring. She was
and
the
I think that they
that.
Had joked that said, out, like, yeah. if I can pull it off, this is what I'm going to do.
Can I see? Because they have a mixed review on here, I think.
Yes, they do.
I think that it needs to be said that we've never seen Tony Leung's balls before.
If I never see them again,
I don't say that to be trivial. I think that, one of the things that I'm really trying to do is to push the edge of how sex is portrayed in his films.
Mm-hmm. It's like watching Humphrey Bogart screw Lauren Bacall. I don't want to see it.
Well, if anybody has ever seen In the Mood for Love, that is the sexiest movie I've ever seen.
Who's
nope.
in that?
I love Tony
Leung's great role.
He's one of my favorite actors.
And
the,
and nobody can take their clothes off.
Wong Kar Wai, yeah. It's Wong Kar Wai's masterpiece. It's an incredible movie.
What's the other one that's related to that?
The
2024.
The only movie I ever fell asleep in. In my life,
2024
at the movie theater was that
oh,
movie.
Is that about that room?
It was
Anyway, In the Mood for Love is unbelievable, and Tony Leung is smoldering through the whole thing.
That's just
and there's no sex.
Smolder.
So yeah, so it is. When Mira told me there was a lot of Tony Leung's balls, I was like, I don't want to see that either. I want to remember him in. You know, his really.
Well, I don't think that it has as much to do with Tony Leung as it does to do with Ang Lee.
Yes,
it
exactly.
Said, we have
yeah.
to see
yeah.
it online now. Maybe I'll wait for video so
well,
I can fast
I,
forward. Yeah.
I have to confess, I've only seen one Ang Lee film that I liked. So.
The Wedding Banquet is wonderful.
What?
The Wedding Banquet.
Yeah, Wedding Banquet.
That was his first.
did he do Crouching Tiger?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did Sense and Sensibility. He did the Ice Storm.
Ice Storm, I like.
I hated Ice Storm.
Really?
Yeah, I really just like
it.
Oh,
I love that.
No, I know everybody loved
my
the Ice Storm.
I didn't love it. I remember it was a very cold movie. No,
well, the Ice Storm.
No, it's not even that early scene. Every cracking of the ice, you just that family is so screwed up.
Yeah,
well, they're a screwed up family.
Yeah.
It's so well done. They have a tea party. That's what they have a tea. Yes.